This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 8, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. AOPA Expo wrapped up on Saturday in Hartford. President Phil Boyer spent the lion's share of Saturday's general session on the status of the user fee debate. He warned that the fight isn't over yet. A quick informal poll of the audience by Andy Sabula, AOPA Executive VP for Government Affairs, revealed that most attendees who utilized the Lockheed Martin Automated Flight Service Station system in the last 6 months have had problems. He maintained that outsourcing was still the right decision, and he assured members that AOPA would continue to work to correct outstanding issues. AOPA's Airport Support Network took advantage of Expo to mark its 10th anniversary. Friday morning general session at Expo was devoted to protecting America's general aviation airports. Challenges and common problems of general aviation airports were discussed, as well as how local pilots can work with AOPA to secure the future of their airports. AOPA honored three journalists for their reporting of general aviation stories by presenting the 2007 Courant Awards at Expo's opening luncheon. Jennifer Manley of WVII-TV in Bangor, Maine, won for her short television feature on her own experience with flight instruction. Manley's story emphasized the fact that pilots and flight instructors focus on safety and use checklists throughout each flight. She also described the training that all pilots go through before earning their certificate. When Dave Hirschman's mom bought an airplane and needed to ferry it from Oklahoma to California, she invited her son to join her. Not only did Hirschman embrace the challenge of flying with his mom, but he also served as her flight instructor during the trip. He won a Courant Award for his article published in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, detailing their trip in an RV-10. The San Diego, California Union Tribune's David Hassemeyer won his Courant Award for his series of articles about an office building that was constructed near San Diego's Montgomery Field, even after the FAA determined that it was a hazard because of its height. Hassemeyer conducted in-depth research and ongoing coverage of the issue and the politics surrounding it. Richard Beach of San Diego received the 2007 Lawrence P. Sharples Perpetual Award, given annually for selfless commitment to general aviation by a private individual. Beach is a pilot who fought the office tower near Montgomery Field. U.S. Congressman Jerry Costello of Illinois was awarded AOPA's Joseph B. Hartranft Jr. DOC Award. Costello is currently serving his 11th term and held a record 10 hearings on FAA issues in an effort to fully explore and understand the critical aviation needs to be addressed in FAA reauthorization. Cessna opened AOPA Expo with news of a diesel variant of the Skyhawk coming next year and provided updates on two other important programs during the show. The plane maker now reports over 850 orders for its new 162 Skycatcher light sport aircraft, making it by far the most popular LSA in terms of orders in the U.S. marketplace. First flight of the prototype Skycatcher is set for the first half of 2008, and deliveries are expected to begin in 2009. Cessna expects to produce up to 700 a year at full-rate production. The bigger question at Expo was what will become of Cessna's next-generation piston plane following its announced plans to acquire the type certificates for bankrupt Columbia's composite low-wing designs. Project manager Van Abel said there's still much work to be done in building a business case for the NGP. There was no hint given on whether the NGP might be completely displaced by a plane based on the Columbia 350 and 400. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. NATCA blames understaffing again. The FAA fires back. Three are lost in a medevac accident in Colorado. And a teen's birthday flight gets more exciting than planned. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We'll talk about the flight service station debacle. Is it really worth fixing, or have other resources made FSS obsolete? And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.